but it had to be good to know with Victor missing so much time early on that, you know, that connection was still there.
Yeah, it was good to, you know, obviously get a big play and a third down conversion and get a touchdown. So that's always nice to get, you know, one of your top receivers a catch in the game and still know that he has the playmaking ability that he has the last couple of years.
Eli, you guys look so sharp as an offense when you're out there. What are you looking to accomplish in the second preseason game coming up?
You know, just obviously we'll be have some more drives, have a couple more series, just being sharper overall and our execution. And sometimes, you know, it's not exactly where the ball is going, but the backside and different routes, and it makes sure everybody's, you know, doing the right assignments and doing it well. So we'll just continue to work on that and play at a faster level. Maybe so. Yeah, I mean, no different for me. I'm still getting the same amount of reps, and that I always do, and so it hadn't changed anything. One extra person in the room, and so, you know, that's sometimes that's good. You know, during the regular season, a lot of times we only have two quarterbacks, so, you know, it can be a quiet room at times, so it's good to get an extra guy and liven it up a little bit.
Did you know Curtis at all before this? I know obviously
brother. Yeah, I've met Curtis over the years when he was at Indianapolis. He came down to our you know, Manning Passing Academy 1 year to help coach, and so I met him over the years.
What did you think of Ryan?
Yeah, I thought Ryan, you know, made some good plays, and you know, he was in a couple of tough circumstances and made the best out of them. You know, didn't force the ball, didn't turn the ball over. You know, had some pressure, had some good movement in the pocket, protected the ball. So, you know, that first preseason game is you know, you're in there with a lot of guys in their first preseason game, and so it's not going to be always smooth sailing. There's going to be some bad plays, but I think it's a great learning experience, but I thought he made some good decisions and good plays.